The University of Wisconsin-Madison campus has produced more Peace Corps volunteers than any other campus in the country. More than 2,500 UW-Madison graduates have served as Peace Corps volunteers since 1961. Lee Rowe is one of them. She served 2 years as a volunteer in Central Africa in the late 70s. She's now the vice president of the Wisconsin chapter of the National Returned Peace Corps Volunteers Group. She says doubling the size of the Peace Corps is just as important for America as it is for the countries where the new volunteers will serve.
Peace Corps service is a wonderful way to experience life in another culture and to begin to understand other cultures, and I think it's something that as Americans we should do more. And while I welcome President Bush's desire to expand the Peace Corps program, I have a couple of concerns.
One concern Roe has are the qualifications of President Bush's new appointee to run the Peace Corps, Gaddy Vasquez. Vasquez is a high-profile Hispanic business leader who was working as a public affairs officer for a California utility company when Bush appointed him last month. But he's never served as a Peace Corps volunteer, and Roe worries he may lack the international experience needed to design new programs and train new volunteers.
I don't think that we can maintain the Peace Corps as a good experience both for volunteers and for host countries if we concentrate on quantity rather than quality, so that individual program development as well as recruiting efforts will have to be well thought out.
Rose says she hopes the new expansion will depend more on the new deputy director, Jody Olson, who is a Peace Corps alumni. Peace Corps spokesperson Ellen Field says there's already been an upsurge in requests for information from people interested in becoming volunteers. Traffic on the Peace Corps website jumped 300% following the president's promise to double the number of volunteers in the State of the Union address. Field says one of the first steps in the expansion will be revitalizing existing programs in the new Islamic republics that border Afghanistan.
We will probably reopen the Kyrgyzstan program in a month or so, because we've already done a safety and security assessment there, and we're finding volunteers that we had to pull out of there last October who are interested and willing to go back in now.
Field says there are also plans to send new Peace Corps crisis volunteers to Afghanistan for short stints. That will begin within the next few months. Their jobs will be to assist with health care, agriculture, and water sanitation projects. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.